That includes the board's former chair, Fred Prain. He had refused to step down for nearly 2 years. Prain claimed the move wasn't political, but text showed he sought advice from conservative lobbyists, lawmakers, and Walker about his decision to stay. Fred Clark with Wisconsin's Green Fire says respect for science, citizens, and DNR staff were often missing from the board.
Seeing outside attorneys and lobbyists carry more weight than the department's own staff is just not a good look.
He says he'd like to see progress on regulating PFAS and nitrates under Governor Tony Evers' appointees, who are still subject to Senate confirmation. The state's business lobby says it expects the board to pursue fair and cost-effective regulations that aren't stricter than necessary. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.